Hi there, and welcome to this week's edition of the Heart of a Youth Leader podcast and YouTube video. My name's Andy Castle, founder and CEO of Thrive Youth Ministries in the Midlands in the UK. I wonder if I was to ask you, what one thing would you love to see different in your youth work in the coming months? What you'd say? What one thing would make the biggest difference for your youth ministry and the effectiveness and fruitfulness of what you do? I've asked this question lots of times to youth workers that I mentor, and virtually always, if not always, the response is something to do with others. I'd love it, Andy, if we had more young people come to our youth work. I'd love it if we could see more young people making a commitment to follow Jesus. I'd love it if others would join in with me. I'd love it if my team was stronger. I'd love it if we did an effective event, which usually means with lots of people. And that's another thing we could talk about, is how we measure our success. But actually, the thing that rarely, if ever, gets mentioned is, I'd love it, Andy, if I grew in my ability as a leader. And yet, for me, the reason why I mentor youth workers is because I believe growing leaders have growing ministries. If we want to see our ministries grow, we need to be growing in our gifts and our skills and our dependency on our Heavenly Father. It's not all about what we do. It's about how we are. And are we being good role models of people who are diligently, faithfully following our Heavenly Father, holding on to Jesus's cloak and going wherever he takes us by his Spirit? Or are we doing things on his behalf? And as I look around, it's easier to see people doing things on his behalf, things that seem good ideas, but are not God's intentions for them at the time. And the danger is, if we're not growing, we're starting to slip into taking things easy or losing the passion that we first had for what brought us into ministry in the first place. And I'm drawn to this passage in Jeremiah 18, which is on a different issue entirely. But what I love about Jeremiah, as I said before, is he is learning how God gives him pictures. He uses the surroundings, the area, nature, to speak to Jeremiah about what God's view of the world is, what God's view of Israel is. And in chapter 18, the Lord takes Jeremiah to the potter's house. He says in verse 2, "Go down to the potter's house, and there I, the Lord, will give you, Jeremiah, my message." So I, Jeremiah, went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. And then Jeremiah says, "Then the word of the Lord came to me. He said, 'Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel.'" And what God's saying to Jeremiah is, Israel may think they're something, and they're really great, and they're dependent on themselves, and they're invincible. But just like that pot in the potter's hand can be instantly rolled back together and formed into another pot, is exactly how the Lord can be with his creation. It's not about who we are, it's about who he is. And let's not get carried away thinking that I'm the great pot. Actually, I'm in his hands to be malleable and formed into whatever shape he wants me to do. The danger for us is we think our youth ministry is our pot. We think we've made it what it is. And the danger is, if we've made it what it is, it means the Lord hasn't. And what we need to be is holding everything lightly before him, going, "God, what do you want to do? What are the bits that you want to shape?" But more importantly, I am like clay in the hands of the potter. You are like clay in the hands of the potter. And are we open to having the different imperfections rubbed off? Are we open for him to shape us into a different style than what we are currently in? Are we open for God to make us bigger? But are we open to God making us smaller? Are we open to the fact that even if I have nothing, life with God is everything? Or actually, do we believe if I have nothing, then life is nothing and God is nothing? And yet, so easy as Christians, we are passionate and diligent and hardworking to serve our churches and to serve young people in our area. But at what cost? And what's your heart doing? Are you going, I need to grow in learning how to share the gospel effectively? I need to grow in how I can pray better for young people. I need to grow in my understanding of planning well. I need to grow in my understanding of hearing God's voice better. I need to grow in leaning on the Spirit in every situation that I find myself in. I need to grow in how to engage young people in worship. I need to grow in how to pastorally care for young people in a safe and kind way. I need to grow in how I can communicate to the wider church how they need to be involved. I need to work out how I can overcome my insecurities and my lack of confidence to do whatever. And just like God's got us on his potter's wheel and he's just gently turning and moulding that clay into what he wants, if we are allowing him to do that, it will be painful sometimes, but it will be wonderful. And it will be that thing where God takes you and goes and makes you into something that you had no idea you would be capable of. It doesn't mean that you will suddenly be a world famous Christian youth worker, and actually that's not what we want. What history tells us and reality tells us is that is a place where too many people fall, because we put them on the pedestal and we worship the person rather than worship our creator, and so we don't want that. And if you want that, that's something that needs to be shaped off, because it's not about fame. It's about obedience and it's about relationship with our Heavenly Father. And so this week, I want to encourage you to think about what would you love to see God do in your youth ministry in the coming months that starts with you. What is the one thing God could change or grow in you that would have the biggest impact on what you're doing? And what would it take to do that? It may be you realize you need to grow in your knowledge of scripture. Well, that doesn't just come over time. My experience of seeing people who struggle with that is unless you make a purposeful effort to really get to know your scripture, which starts with just reading it, but also maybe a course or maybe watching some Bible Project videos or reading some books on it or whatever, unless you set aside time to develop your understanding of scripture, it doesn't just come. And with all these things, for God to be able to shape us, we need to use the resources that he's given us, but we need to be intentional. And some people say, yeah, but Andy, that's got nothing to do with my work, which is just bonkers. If you're employed as a youth worker, you should be setting aside time to invest in your development of your skills and your gifting. Your church is paying a lot of money for you to serve in this way. It may not feel like sufficient, but it, to a church, it is still a lot of money. The last thing they want is someone who's doing the job who isn't very good at it or feels like they can't get better. It doesn't need to be done on your own time. But equally, even if it has to be done on your own time, if you're a volunteer, set aside time. It is not wasted time being more useful for the Lord and actually allowing him to grow you and to change you and to show you new things that he wants to do with and through you is just such an exciting adventure to be on. Don't play it safe. Don't rely on what you know you can do, but courageously depend on the Holy Spirit to transform you. And as a result of you being transformed, that those you work with and those you lead and those you meet will be transformed by His Spirit as well. Have a great week. Go for it.